Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
All right, Monstrous Radio Live. As we all know, there are no menus, but you will be served what you do deserve. And today, guess what? It comes with a free glass of lemonade on Brooklyn Queen. Karma Cafe, Wu-Tang Music, help you release that stress. Life ain't all glory, you dig? So, like I said, free lemonade. This is called Lemonade, Brooklyn Queen, Karma Cafe, Wu-Tang Music. Just Radio, Karma Cafe. This ain't about you getting your dance on. It's about you not getting 30 days and release that stress Call us up with your issues, community issues. You want to keep us updated on what's going on, with some things that's in your community. Hit us up, 424-243-9649. And that's globally. Press 1 when you're ready. But for now, this right here, again, kick back, relax, clean house. Do what you got to do, but say woosah. This should help you. Yeah. Ain't nothing like a stress reliever when you see your babe. Charlie Wilson, this is my throwback. Check it out. Carmen Cafe. There are no menus. You will be served what you deserve. DJ E. Monster, Miss Unbelievable, and Charlie Wilson. Let's go. I see you over there. There goes my baby.
I was running in my car when I pulled up at the mall. Couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet. I was only about to hang, wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce. And then I saw Miss Lady. Then I said to myself,
there goes my baby.
Oh, hi.
My destiny only is one for me. There go my baby.
In her hand, right in front of Macy's. That's where the pretty girls hang. Then I saw her at the food court, sipping lemonade, conversating on a cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, take her to the cookout.
Yeah,
take her to my mama house.
Me,
if she need a hair done,
my cousin can.
I'll treat her like a queen, give her everything.
She will be my girl till we old and gray.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw her lovely, lovely.
Crazy, crazy. You're on my mind. I love that song. Hey, that gets
me
every
time. Oh, I love that song,
time.
Too. I love it. Mm-hmm. Love it. That's one of my faves.
Right. Charlie Wilson, he's still putting out music, and he's still putting out really good music. Yeah, I'm talking about lovers-type music. Some of it is spiritual. Mm-hmm. So if you're really into that type of vibe, check out Charlie Wilson's past couple albums. He be rocking. I'm telling y'all, they bump. So I, Monsters Radio, Comic Cafe, like, well, you know what it is. The only cafe where there are no menus. You know the rest, sucker. let's go ahead tune in with Miss Unbelievable and see what she got for us on this Monsters Radio weather report. She's going to tell her what's going on. It might be in your monstrous hotspot, but let's see if it's beautiful outside tonight. What's going on, Mama? Hello.
All right, so it's not too bad. Yo, what's up? This Unbelievable coming to you live from Monsters Radio. 22 in Minneapolis. London's night skies is 47. Paris's night skies is 40. Atlanta's sitting at 37. New York, 31, but it says it feels like it's 17, so a little chilly there. Dallas is 50. San Juan is 80. Phoenix is 61. Los Angeles is 59. And Kansas is 39. So it's a little chilly out there, but you know what? It's that weather that's doable. It's doable. Definitely doable.
Right. Okay. Yeah, not like the last couple of days, shit. If you was under 160 Ooh. Pounds, you couldn't go outside. I'm just saying, stay
no,
your ass in the house, player. Get in.
The weather that we had was, yeah, the weather that we had was like, yo, like, it was like cold. It was like chill cold. Like, my feet kept getting cold. And when your feet cold, your whole body get cold. It's like, warm up. Yeah, it was cold.
Right. I'm glad you said it because there's a fun tip for you guys. I meant to say it last night on Wet Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but definitely sexy. And y'all got to check that out. Wow. That's all I can say about last night was wow. like one of the things, here's a little fun tip for y'all. Ladies, especially ladies, it's wintertime. It's cold out. If you want to have better sex, wear socks. I know it sounds funny. I know you're like, I ain't trying to wear no socks. Ain't nobody trying to have my socks on. No, wear socks. Yes, it's a scientific study that women with cold feet don't enjoy sex as much as you do when your feet are warm. They say you may not get wetter as wet, too. So
really?
I'm just saying, little fun fact. Yeah, little fun fact. Assignment for y'all out there, ladies. Try it. Get in. Try it.
Okay. Socks, huh?
Yeah.
That's the remedy.
Yeah.
Socks?
Socks.
Okay. I can't
I'm
stand
not, hey,
socks,
not,
but okay. I'm going to have to try this. I don't like socks.
Okay. Well, I'm not saying it's going to give him 2 inches. I'm just saying it's going to make you feel a little more better.
I wonder why. That's a good one. I might have to research that.
Well, I know your feet
hold all your, like, all your, you know, nerves and feelings and emotions and all that in your feet, you know.
Mm.
I wonder if, I'm going to have to check that out. I'll be back.
Right, you better keep them nerve endings warm. Get it? I'm just saying. All right. Some more music. And then when we come back, let's see, we'll set up the who's bumping who, who's getting fat. And we still got some more hot new music for you guys. Check it out. Here's something that'll help you. Woosah. This right here is Chance the Rapper. It's called Walla Cam. Featuring Super. Is it Super Boo? Super Bo? Super BWE. That motherfucker. Him. Comment that, baby.
Like a friend. My. like I'm low-key guillotine. Police watching me like I'm low-key new TV. Like I'm serving 20 feet like I low-key used to be. Over the seas with my girl cause she overachieving. Don't put nobody over her thing. Love my life, shorty ride my face like Spike. I'm a beater like Mike, not Ike. My slip bro shit on life, on my set. All you make all year, all night, on my. Fuck some bands up, fuck your mans up, on my. Fuck some bands up, switch the plan up. Lead the country life right now, shit.
Karma Cafe, DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable, and Jazzy B, Monday through Fridays on Blog Talk Radio. Let's see, I had something slick to say, but I totally forgot. You dig? Check it out. This right here is some more music to help you woo-sigh. And remember, say the cuss words. It'll help make you feel good.
Yeah.
You dig? Y'all ain't ready. Don't get 30 days. Hit us up
before you wreck yourself.
Check.
Yourself, cause I'm bad for your health. I come real stealth, dropping bombs on your mom. Fuck call alarms. Do a foul crime, I'm the nigga with your alpine. Go to 4-6, so always let tricks know. And friends know we got that endo. No, I'm not a sucker, sitting in a house of pain. And no, I'm not the butler, I'll cut ya, head cut ya. You say you can't touch this, and I wouldn't touch ya. Punk motherfucker, here to let you know, boy. Oh boy, I make dope. But don't call me dope, boy, this ain't no motion picture, a guy or bitch, my nigga get with ya and hit ya, taking that yak to the neck. So you better run a
shit. So come on and chickity check yourself before you wreck yourself. Chickity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah,
come on, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Cause shotgun bullets are bad for your health.
Chickity check.
Cuban and they get played, cause they bitch made pulling out a switchblade. That's kind of trifo, cause that's an IFO. AK-47, assault rifle. Hold the 50, I'm nifty pal. Got a new style.
Watch out, man.
I hate motherfuckers claiming that they floating bank, but said he talking shit in the holding tank. First you wanna step to me, now your ass screaming for the deputy. They singing a Charlie Baker Denver Road. Now they running up in your throat. You're gone, used to be the dime one. Now your name is just Twan. Switch it, snap it, rolling your eyes and neck. You better run a check.
So diggity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Come on and check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself.
So diggity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Big dicks in your ass is bad for your health.
Jiggy check.
Pump. Make on that license plate. You could have had a V8 instead of a Trey H slug to your cranium. I got six and I'm aiming them. Will I bust or keep you guessing? Cause fuck you when that shit just stressing. Bitch, get off the wood, you're no good. There goes the neighborhood hooker. Go ahead and keep your draws, giving up the class. And who needs applause at a time like this? Pop your coochie and your debt. Bitch is a Miami hurricane head. Swamp, niggas for her lips and lungs.
the fuck out, cause women like you get no respect. Yeah. Bitch, you better run a check.
So chickity check yourself before you wreck yourself. So chickity check yourself before you wreck yourself. Come on and check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Cause bitches like you is bad for my health.
Time a chat back.
So take it, check yourself before you wreck yourself. So take it, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Come on and check yourself before you wreck and wreck yourself. So take it, check yourself before you wreck yourself. So take it, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Come on and check yourself before you wreck and wreck yourself.
Cause the lynch mob is bad for your health. Nine spray, we mix. Old school chill. Sometimes it makes me wonder how I keep going on. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's the OG GOAT, Ice Cube. Check yourself so you don't get 30 days. Comic Cafe. I got one more to roll for y'all, and then we're going to come back on the open up the lines and get into this who's fucking who and who's getting fat. Also known as the entertainment news. But for now, let's talk cream with Iggy Azalea and Tyga right here, Comic Cafe.
First you get the money.
Yeah.
Then you get the power.
Uh-huh. Y'all ready?
Oh,
let's go. Hey, turn it.
Open up the safe, bitches got a lot to say. Pussy in your face, that'll put you in your place.
Boom.
Seven letters on the plate, fuck you when I break.
Bitch.
I got cars, I got bags, I got real estate. Foreplay, I ain't come to play. I got big fish money, he gon' bite the bait.
Yeah. Can you drop it down, make that ass talk to me?
Keep that energy, gone up the Hennessy.
Ass.
I need my bag quickly. Separate 6 degrees. Bitches think they know me. Sex pistol sip vicious with you when it's horny. Hit me on my cash app. Check it in the morning.
Cash.
In this bitch shining. Dressed in designer. She could get
right.
And it's perfect timing. Gym with the tonic. Bella Hadid. Homie could get it. Ass. Cash.
Ass rules everything around me. Deep in that pussy, yeah, I'm drowning. A shark in the water, how you found me? Best gift from around me.
I'm a dog.
I go hunting like a bounty. Yeah, make my own rules. Tattoos on her ass, she do nice move. Welcome to the Players Club, Ice Cube. Diamonds might make the news. Bitch, that's Photoshop like rappers with the auto-tune. Your checks is not approved. RM52 and the skull waterproof. Niggas talk a lot of booth. Today outside the booth. My niggas like Golden State inbound. Pull up and shoot.
Cash.
Monstrous Radio. Entertainment news, the gossip lifestyle. Here's one thing that I do want to touch on here coming up, so I let it marinate with y'all a little bit. This is something for Comic Cafe. It says, I'm too busy working on my own grass to notice if yours is greener. Let that marinate with you for a little bit. So, hey, we're going to touch on that one coming up right after the who's fucking who and who's getting fat, also known as the gossip news lifestyle. The item is unbelievable. Who are we going to clown tonight?
Okay, first thing, I don't know if you guys remember DJ E-Monster playing Eli Triplett, Well, if you got some cable or some Dish Network, on Lifetime, The Rap Game, he is now on that show. And he just lit the stage up. They underestimate the little Caucasian boy. But, yeah, so check it on out, The Rap Game. Well, sorry, I don't want to, you know, you ain't paying us. But that's where you can check him out at. You know, I ain't endorsing nothing, but that's where you can watch him. And then once you watch him, y'all can call in the Monsters Radio and say, hey, I remember hearing him. And then tell us what you think. I'm just saying.
Right, yes, you can always go back and check the archives out 24/7, 365. You can go to monsterusradio.com. You can find it over there. All you have to put in our show link is Eli Triplett, MRI, for Monsters Radio Interview. We're not doctors, but we definitely get in their head. MRI, Eli Triplett, ELITRIPLETT. Yes, and you can check out the interview we did with him. That's one of the great things that I love about Monsters Radio and the things that we do around here. You know, we really get out and help the independent artists. And I really love when I see them go way above and beyond. You know what I mean? Like him now. He's on that show doing something big. Now we can go back and say, look, we interviewed him on his Uprise. If he makes it, which I think he has a very strong chance of making it. So, you know, I think that's really a great thing. So big shout out to Eli Triplett. Again, you can go check out monsterusradio.com. You can check out all the interviews. You can still check out the one we did with The Game, Pinky the Porn Star, The Real Frank Lucas, Freeway Rick Ross, The Real Freeway, motherfucker, and so much more. Yuck Mouth from The Loonies. We got a lot of great interviews back there. There's so many I can't even think about. I can't even say them all. Morgan Heritage, if you're a big reggae fan, yes. I'm just going to stop like that.
Because we do that.
Scorpio from Furious 5 and the Rock and Roll Legend. I said I was going to stop, didn't I? Okay, I'm going to quit. Let's go ahead and get into
keep
this. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Again, who we clowning tonight?
Okay, we're going to clown Harris family. Lady Gaga got some. She wants to do some apologizing. R. Kelly is in the news again. We got some football news. And that's it. But it should take us a while.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and let's run with that. Actually, before we get into that, I got one. I'm just saying because I know my ass. I'll fuck around and forget. I'm just going to say 100. I'll fuck around and forget. And I'm pretty sure everybody knows what was the thing Kevin Hart was supposed to host? Was it the Globe Awards?
The Oscars.
You dig? Show how much they mean to me. Okay, he was supposed to host the Oscars. If you haven't heard, now they're going without a host at all. I don't think they really have much of a choice. I know a lot of people are like, why wouldn't somebody? I'm going to give you just some little quick insight on that right there. To be on that platform, as big as it is, big as the sponsors of people that are behind them, it's a big thing on TV, those type of things. They only give out, like, I believe it's like $15,000. You dig? That's all they give out. They give out the host $15,000. So the average me, y'all, $15,000, I'll take that. But on their level, sometimes these people, they get like $50,000 an hour. Like Seinfeld, I remember his prime, he was getting $50,000 an hour to be somewhere. You dig? So, but what the Oscars are saying is they're trying to say, well, we're putting you on a platform, we're exposing you, and that's partial payment. And I had a discussion with somebody today who's not really in the music business, and they was like, I said, no, you don't understand. Fuck that. The Oscars is a big-ass entity. They're promoting movies. That's what the whole thing, music, whatever it is they got over there, they're promoting. That's what that whole thing is about. Yeah, people don't understand. Awards is about promoting. Accolades. So you can get more money moving on down the line. People go check out these movies. And say, oh, I haven't seen that movie. It's up for an award. Let me go watch it. You dig? So there's things that go behind it. So for them to try to say, oh, partially your payment is exposure, it's Kevin Hart. People know who he is. You know what I mean? So,
you know,
get your money, man. Get your money, man. No matter what level you are, get your money, man. Promotion, sometimes, if you're just starting out, that shit is cool. If I'm just starting out, nobody knows who I am, take that little bit of money in that promo. Sometimes do it even just for the promo. There's times I DJ'd events just for the promo, and it pays off just doing promo. But get your money, man. Get your money, man.
The only thing about the Oscars is that they want somebody like with a squeaky clean, record, and who hasn't said anything that has been deemed catchy, or that someone can attack, or you've attacked someone else. So Kevin Hart wasn't able to do it because of his jokes and his comments towards the situation. Because at first he was the man. He was down for it. He had people rallying behind him, Ellen DeGeneres rallying behind him to say he needs to be the host. And then Kevin's like, F them. That was one of my, goals. That was one of my things that he said that he wanted to do. He said, but once the scrutiny came on, bucket list, once the scrutiny came on, he's like, forget it. Y'all ain't paying me that much. I'm famous, you know. Y'all go to my movies if I host the Oscars or not. So it's going to be interesting that they don't have a host, because it took them a long time to even get a host. That's someone who would say, because everyone is saying no. They
nobody
don't want
really
to host
that no
anything
more.
No more. No, not really.
Nobody really watches that no more. Yeah.
And only reason
I mean,
why they don't ever acknowledge the black folks. So black folks never win.
Right.
Maybe one or two, salt and peppers. You know, that's it.
Right. Yeah. And I'll be honest, like a lot of people, in my opinion, that don't make it right, in my opinion. We're going to open up the lines over there in a little bit. I see you over there. It's more older people that watch that type of stuff. You know what I mean? Like our moms, they're mom and pops, they're a little older. The younger generation, they don't really watch that stuff too much. You know what I mean? It's just my opinion. It's the older folks. And then they don't really enjoy it too much because, say, Kevin Hart, they don't know who Kevin Hart is. They used to watch older movies. And you know what I mean? So they really don't know who he is. They don't know what his jokes are. You know, sometimes people come with politics. Old folks don't want to. Old folks don't. They don't like a lot of new change. What they have is what they have. They're comfortable with that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they really don't watch that too much. But a whole nother controversy in itself, and I don't know, I might get some hate mail for this if people take what I'm saying the wrong way. I have nothing wrong with the gay community at all. I have gay family members. I'll bust your ass if you try to say something funny to my family member. So I just want to say, I have no problem with the gay community. But why is it such an issue when somebody speaks their mind? If he says he don't want his son to become gay, it was in a joke, but still, even if he does say that, what's really wrong with that? Is that bashing? That's not bashing to me. That's just, to me, somebody saying in the long run, this is what I hear, I want grandkids or whatever. I mean, you could still have grandkids, but you get what I'm saying? I mean, what's wrong with him saying that? I don't get it.
I don't think nothing is wrong. I just think that they always feel like we're trying to bash a different generation or a different gender because of their sexual orientation, because that was the norm and that's what people were doing. But everybody has a view of, no, I don't want my kids to be gay. I have no problem with, other people, but honestly, you really don't. It's not a stigma. It's not a bad thing. It's just something that you grew up not wanting to happen in the black community. And I guess not just in the black community, but different communities. You don't want that to happen because you understand that cuts a lot of things off for your kids. That brings on another situation, especially if you're African-American, that you have to go over and tell them that they have to learn how to build up a self-esteem for that. They have to learn how to build up just so much beyond where they already have to build up. You know what I'm saying? So and protect and go through. So it's like, no, you don't want your kids to go through all that. And then no, you some of us was raised that you was going to hell if you did that. You know, it's a religious thing, it's a spiritual thing for you. So it all depends where you are at and how you are actually using your platform. He was using his platform in a funny way. And then he was expressing his opinion. There's nothing wrong with that. That's why there's such thing as freedom of speech. If there was no freedom of speech, why are you using it against us when we have to do something now? You can't be a hypocrite. You got to stand on your truth. And that was his
right. Right, right, right. And I said, if you want your right to be you, give me my right to be me. That's
mm-hmm.
all I'm saying. If you want your right to be you, give me my right to be me. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. So, you know, I just didn't get that. I mean, maybe we should have somebody, you know what I mean, from the gay community on the show to tell us why they're so offended, and maybe that'll help us out. But all right, let's go ahead, keep it moving. What else we got over there in the entertainment news? My bad. I just didn't want to forget. I just wanted to touch that right fast.
Mm-hmm.
Something for people to talk
mm-hmm.
about
mm-hmm.
at the water cooler.
Okay, so here we go. Tiny Harris feels more secure than ever. She doesn't mind letting T.I. go solo to Sin City. So back in 2018, we all know that Tiny Harris and T.I. were almost close to ending their long marriage due to cheating. She filed for divorce back in 2016, but after hard work and struggle, these two are still together and poorly stronger than ever. A source close to Tiny believes that she never felt more secure with T.I. The insider spilled the tea for the popular online publication Hollywood Life. He has to go to Vegas, dubbed as Sin City, and Tiny doesn't have a problem with this as she trusts him completely. T.I. has a show coming this weekend in Las Vegas. He will perform at a nightclub, and Tiny is not planning to go with him. She isn't sweating it, though. It's business. He's there to make his money, and that's all. In the past, T.I.'s going to Vegas without her is something Tiny may have gotten jealous about, but right now, things are solid with them. She's not worried, and she ain't going. She feels secure that her man won't cheat on her, nor invite any other women or welcome anyone to his hotel. And when she isn't with him, and T.I. is on the road, they check in regularly, so that helps with the ease. After working really hard to save his marriage, Tip seemed to be ready to fight for it as well.
Okay. I mean, how you feel about it?
Infidelity brings a different vibe in your home all the time. So I'm happy that Tiny's comfortable with trusting him. We're not in his house to see how much he's tried to, you know, gain her trust back. I think it's a great thing. But to me, Sin City, I don't know. I'm going with I don't care, work or not. I'm going with, I don't know. All trips I want, to me, for a while, all trips I'm going with until I'm comfortable with me knowing that I can trust you. Not you, not him trusting, you know, not him proving that I can trust him, but me feeling comfortable enough to say, okay, I trust you enough to go by yourself. For me, it's just the comfortability for me. I ain't comfortable yet. So Tiny must have been comfortable enough. She must have went to enough places to now she's comfortable to say, hey, go by yourself. I trust you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say it like this. I'm kind of mixed on it. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's just a front or the publicity. You dig? But it could be real. You know what I mean? Maybe she really ain't worried about it. Couple reasons, like you said, maybe T.I. don't prove himself. I think he's smart enough to know, you know what I mean? You can only fuck up so many times, you know what I mean? Before, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, a woman really moves off on something. And that's the part two of my thing. I think with the little little, I think kind of realized, you know, she's still sexy too. You know what I mean? And other
people,
I love to get at that. And she might be like, go on up there, go on by yourself. No, go ahead. Fuck up if you want to. Get it? Little pookie dinky down the block waiting on you to fuck up right now. Get it? but I'm just saying.
True.
But, no, but I mean, come on. I mean, if he's just going for a couple of days, I mean, I know a lot of women think that about men, but I mean, that's not always, you know what I mean, a means for, you know, some other freaky shit to jump off. You know what I mean? I could see if he gone for 90 days. You know what I mean? You ain't seen him. Anytime mm-hmm. you can't come out there. You know what I mean? That red flag like a motherfucker. You know what I mean? But he's just going for work overnight, maybe 1-2 days. You know what I mean? You just got to put it on good before he leave. Make sure them balls is empty. You know what I mean? Like your grandma used to tell you, baby, make sure his balls is empty. So, you know what I mean? So he ain't going to be thinking about it. You know what I mean? He's going to be doing work, handling his business. He's going to bring his ass home. I got faith in T.I. on this one. I think he realized some other cats would love to dig in that. And, I mean, that's not the reason why he's going to do right. I think he's just going to do right because he don't want his kids to see him out there like that. And I don't think he's, well, I can't say he that type of man because he already stepped out a couple of times. But you understand what I'm saying. So, T.I., I'm on your side, bro, on this one. I believe in you. Fuck them hoes. You dig? I got a wife queen at the crib. Look,
okay.
It got awkward.
But... okay, I see it that way, but I'm telling you now, sometimes when you open the door for infidelity, it takes a while for that door to close. And I don't care how sexy you are, I don't care how much I put it on you. I thought I put it on you before and you stepped out. So I think that just the relationship and the trust got to build. And going to some places that I know that you and her was at, or you and her, no. Mm-mm. I'm going, boo. Just for a little bit. Just for a little bit. And I know it's work, and I may have some work to do, but right now, as of now, right now, now, as of all night, nah, boo. I'm coming with you.
Right.
All right. Move over.
So, moving along, what else we got over there? Entertainment news.
Okay. We have Lady Gaga. So Lady Gaga performed with R. Kelly, Do What You Want, at the American Music Awards in 2013. Lady Gaga says she meant to be defiant and provocative with the song, but she now regrets the collaboration. Lady Gaga, the pop singer and Academy Award hopeful, for the role in A Star and Born, became the last musician to apologize for collaborating with R. Kelly. The R&B singer, who has been accused of sexual misconduct and preying on teenagers after the broadcast of an explosive investigation documentary detailing the allegations against him, in a post across her social media channels just after midnight on Thursday, Lady Gaga said she was sorry for making the song Do What You Want with Kelly in 2013, and pledged to remove the track from iTunes and other streaming platforms. I'm sorry both for my poor judgment when I was young and for not speaking out sooner, she wrote, citing her own trauma from being sexually assaulted. My intention was to create something extremely defiant and provocative because I was angry and still hadn't processed the trauma that had occurred in my own life. I stand behind the victims 100%, believe them, know that they are suffering in pain, and feel strongly with their voices should be heard and taken seriously. What I am hearing about the allegation against R. Kelly is absolutely horrible and indefensible. As a victim of sexual assault myself, I made both the song and video at a dark time in life. My intention was to create something extremely defiant and provocative because I was angry and hadn't processed the trauma. The song is called Do You Want My Body? Do What You Want With My Body. I think clear how explicit, twisted my thinking was at the time, and he went along with it. So clearly he was thinking something appropriate at that time too. I think we all need post-traumatic. We were in a post-traumatic state, and that therapy was not available at the time, but now we need to seek therapy and openly, honestly, if possible, about what we're going through, and you can't hold back.
Right. Wow. Yeah, a lot of artists are coming out saying that they didn't. They wish they wouldn't have did, and the songs would kill. I seen Chance the Rapper. You can see it on his face, even his emotion in it, because he said, basically, I'm sorry for making the track with R. Kelly, and turning my back on black women. You dig? I was like, whoa, that's deep right there. You know what I mean? And that's funny, because we actually had this discussion right here on Monstrous Radio some time back, and we were asking artists, you know what I mean, would you still do a track with R. Kelly? And you want to hear something funny? Even though we brought up all the mischief and all the other things, some of the artists said that they still would do it. You did? Mm-hmm. Some of the artists was like, yeah, I'd make a track with Kels. So, wow. But, yeah. A lot of people regretting that now.
A lot of people are regretting, but the interesting thing is that they're like, he's still a music mogul, and like he's magic. And so they're saying, okay, just because this is what he does in his personal life shouldn't affect his professional life. And once again, we're stuck here saying to ourselves, okay, does professional and personal mesh together? And if so, you know, how can one outweigh the other?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
And I mean, well, it's like this to me, and I've always said, like, I can't play Kel's music. Like, I've been said that for years. I've only played really by request, things like that. Damn it. I was so deep in my thought right there, I forgot where I was going with that. Oh, man. No, right, where was you at right before I got ready to talk?
I was right in the middle of you explaining your deep thought of not playing R. Kelly, and your reasons why you stopped playing R. Kelly. I know I stopped listening to R. Kelly after the
Aaliyah. Here we go. Yeah. About when you were saying about the professionalism in the song.
And the
you did?
Yes.
Don't get it twisted. I mean, you have to respect the artistry at one point. But look at a lot of that artistry, what he was describing. Okay? It was detailed. Now when you look back at it, you like, damn, what was I listening to? But that's the point. Okay, professionalism. Okay, so he described things very well. I mean, I'm taking this to an extreme. But imagine if somebody made a song describing about raping a woman, meeting her, seeing her somewhere, stalking her, ripping her clothes off, taking it from her, da-da-da, and getting away with it. And he described it very well, how most women would say, that's how I was raped. Is that really professional greatness?
Right. But, okay, let's talk about other people, like other, you know, other performers who would rap about or who would sing about the things that they do. Like, what about, you know, Rick James, you know, when back in the day when he sung about Mary Jane? You know what I'm saying? Just everyone who has been an artist has always sung about their pain, what they're going through, what they may want to go through, what they're thinking.
And in detail.
And it's interesting how we pick and choose who we want to go after at a certain time. Not trying to dismiss what R. Kelly's done at all. I'm just saying that there's a lot of cleaning up that has to be done in all realms of entertainment and not just R. Kelly. You see what I'm saying? If we peel back layers and layers and layers and layers of what the artist's done, he's not the only pedophile that's been there. He's not the only one that has done stuff like this. Now, is he the one in our generation that they're pinpointing? Yes. But it's almost like every generation had someone who messed around with little girls. That was the end thing. Little girls was the one who, artist was the one who brought little girls there, you know? So that is so sad.
Right.
R. Kelly just did the most with it.
I'm going to say what I think it all comes down to. Now, I could be wrong, but this is what it comes down to about people keep holding on to Kells and not and not letting them go. Did it? I would have to say Chicago, they don't want, they want to keep that great legacy of having that artist, to me. Did it? A lot of them at this point, like, they don't fuck with them. Like, they've canceled shows in Chicago, all kinds of things. So they fed up with it too. They know their women are being preyed on. You know what I mean? But I think a lot of the other people out there, they thinking with their sexual organs. Hold on. They thinking with their sexual organs. They thinking about fucking. Okay, take the fucking out, away from Kells. Why the hell do you still following him? Why do you still cheer him on? What does he do other than making music for you to fuck to? Okay, he got a couple inspirational songs, but he's not really known for that. He did those coming down the line. He's known for fuck music. So if he wasn't making music you could fuck to, why the hell do you still follow him? I'll wait. He ain't in no movie. He don't got no charity organizations helping out people. What the fuck is it? Is it because you like to fuck? Is that why you dismissing it? What's it come down to?
Wow.
I'm just asking. I could be wrong.
Yes. Hold that. Hold that. You know, because you was talking about the different things in Chicago. So Defiant R. Kelly shows up at a Chicago club. On the night he was facing a protest in his hometown of Chicago, singer R. Kelly partied at a local club where he proclaimed he's not concerned with the controversy brewing around him. Videos of Kelly was posted on social media late Wednesday into Thursday from the club B75 Chicago. In the videos, Kelly wears dark shades and a baseball cap where he partially sings one of his hit songs, Bump and Grind. He also tells the cheering crowd that it's his birthday and I don't give a fuck what's going on tonight. The singer has been in the midst of the firestorm in the wake of the Lifetime surviving R. Kelly. Kelly was constantly consistently denying the allegations. You can hear in the crowd them saying, "I want to be hostage. Hold me hostage." Yeah. So some people ain't even taking it serious.
Right, right. So yeah, I didn't hear much about that one yet. So
Okay. All right, ex-NFL. He pleads not guilty in heroin and cop ramming case. Ex-New York Giant Derrick. New York Giants defensive line Barry Coltfield, a key member of the 07 Super Bowl team, has pled not guilty to all charges stemming from an insane police chase where he allegedly smashed into a cop car while allegedly carrying heroin in his pocket. Cops in Florida says they found the 34-year-old passed out behind the wheel of his Cadillac Escalade around 2:40 a.m. on July 3rd, and when they tried to wake him up, he punched the gas and led cops on a wild chase. Cops said a 6'4", 250-pounder drove into a white four-door vehicle but didn't stop and eventually led officers into a gated community where he continued to drive like a maniac. Eventually, cops says they used a squad car to block Coltfield in, but he tried to ram through the vehicle. When cops got out of their cars and tried to smash in Coltfield's window in effort to drag him out of the driver's seat, Coltfield ultimately surrendered, and cops say during the arrest they found two small baggies of heroin in his pocket. Cops also reeked of alcohol. He was initially booked on 5 charges: heroin possession, assaulting an officer, DUI, resisting arrest, and fleeing from the police. But the charges were later reduced to just heroin possession and DUI chasing damage or injury. Coltfield's attorney appealed in court on Wednesday and entered a not plea guilty on the NFL's player's behalf. If convicted, he faces up to 5 years in prison. Coltfield played 10 years in the NFL after being drafted by the Giants in 2006.
Well, I said a couple of things. I knew from get-go, he couldn't been current. You can't be in the NFL and do a heroin. Your ass to die. Two, I think he got lucky. I think somehow he probably had a hooker in the car from what it sounded like. Her went alcohol. He probably had a hooker in the car, but she probably so damn skinny when he turned the corner, she probably rolled out and they just didn't see her little narrow ass. I'm just fucking with y'all. I'm just playing. But I imagine they tried to wake him up and he just hit the gas, huh? He probably thought his ass woke up. He probably thought his ass woke up in the Training Day movie. Yeah, then come on, my nigga. King Kong ain't got nothing on me, and hit the gas. Now I'm took off. Yeah, I'm just saying. He woke up thought he was in Training Day, and the Russians pulled up on his ass. That's what happened. I tell you, that's what happened. But hey, hopefully, bro, get some treatment, and get some help, because heroin's a hell of a drug, and you know, I can see an ex-NFL player doing something like that. I know you're like, how could you see anyone doing something like that? Sometimes when people play certain things or certain jobs, you can bang your body up really bad. Sometimes people resort to horrible things to get away from horrendous pain. You understand what I'm saying? It's not a good way out. But I'm just saying, maybe it got to a point he couldn't get no more methadone pills or something else, because he was on Percocets and all them other little things for, you know, a couple of years because his knee or back or something like that. So, you know, I could see that really happening to a fallen star about becoming an addict like that. I know it sounds bad, but yeah, shit like that happens because, hey, you can bang your body. You ever see, like, Earl Campbell, the videos of him? He got to walk with like two canes. It's horrifying to watch him. His body is so banged out. He can barely walk. And that all was from playing football. Being a great star, getting them legs tore up and all that, them injuries, keep playing. So hopefully, bro, I get some treatment and get some help. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, ain't heroin one of them drugs you can never really, really shake like meth? Like, you never really shake that shit. For the rest of your life, if you try to become sober and independent, you'll every day you'll be fighting that shit.
Yeah, I heard it's one of the harder drugs besides meth to get off, because it gives you an up and a down high, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just want that all the time. And as they said, it's hard to, because I don't think that there's really a drug that counteracts it as you will with your other drugs that you can use. You know, they kind of like have another drug that counteracts and helps. So I don't know if they have one for heroin that really is effective.
Right. Okay. Well, hey, here's something else I just want to throw in right quick, and then I'll let you go ahead and do that because we're getting close to the end. I've been seeing a lot. I know a lot of people seen in the news about fake news. And then sometimes you see things on news and you be like, nah, I'll never see no stuff like that. You know, I've been seeing a lot of fake information things lately. I know if y'all been watching my pages, I drop a lot of things on information. But lately I've been seeing some fake ones. You know what I mean? I'm trying to think of one good instance, but I can't think of that. But, you know what I mean? Just something to think about. Like, here's another good example. Like, everybody's seen, at least I hope everybody's been keeping up with Trump. I think this is probably the president that's probably been keeping the young and the old most attention ever. You dig? But check out like how he said, remember when Paris, I believe they might still be under protest. But remember when Paris blew up and their whole protest about the gas going up and things like that? And then Trump tried to come out and say, oh, Paris is over there. They're over there yelling, we want Trump. We want Trump. The leader of France came out and said, that's bullshit. Who said it? Show us who said
it.
And don't say that again. You dig? But that's the great thing about social media, because if it wasn't for that, the mass people probably would be thinking, you know, if we was back in the 70s and 80s when all we got was the news that the government gave us, we probably would have believed that shit. Oh, they're
absolutely
over there. They want Trump. They want Trump. The more fake bullshit. And like I said before, I think the only really great thing to me about Trump, he's exposing a lot of things with the government, a lot of bullshit that can happen, and he's putting it on Front Street for everybody to see it. You know what I mean? Oh, he can do that? You know what I mean? Like, this whole thing, he done shut down the government because he got a wall that he said he guaranteed us we wasn't going to pay for.
Right.
Look at that shit. Look at that shit. So we got to think about when we get to think about candidates, we got to think, is this motherfucker going to keep his word? Because he got up there and totally did a 360. We're going to get a wall and Mexico going to pay for it. I guarantee it. We're not going to pay for it. They going to pay for it. And now look at him. Shut down the whole damn government for a wall for us to pay for. I'm going to stop. We got more entertainment news. I'm about to get emotional. Monster.
Nope. That's out.
Okay. So, all right, let's see. We got anything else to put out here? Because I know we got Friday Night Live tomorrow. We're going to turn up. It's more clubby type music. A little more dance for y'all. You dig? More dance music for y'all. I might have an interview for you tomorrow as well. So make sure you stay close to find out about that. But, okay, anything else you want to put out there? It's unbelievable.
Well, you was talking about grass greener on the other side. Did you want to hit on that for a few minutes, or you just want to let that ride?
Well, I'd rather let it ride because at the end of the show, you know, it'd be hard coming up with topics every week. But I guess I'll tap on it. I'll tap on it. Maybe we can tap on it some more next week. Let us know what your comments. Call us up next week, Thursday night. Or definitely leave your comments right here on Blog Talk in the chat below. Yeah, when I say the let me go back over here and read it so I get it totally right. I'm too busy working on my own grass to notice if yours is greener. If a lot of people would adapt to this saying, you would push a lot further. Because a lot of times people, we spend and waste a lot of time dealing with other bullshit people. Keep it 100. Times you're dealing with a problem over here, something somebody said, or somebody did over here, something over there that's diverting from your focus, that's making you look off your path when you should be looking dead ahead and what you need to do to get to where you need to be. Don't worry about somebody else's grass on the other side of the fence. I can't see what's on the other side of the fence. I'm working my yard, my garden, my grass. It ain't my patio set up. So we can talk about it some more next week. That's all I got for y'all right now. Did you want to tap on it? Did I inspire any thoughts in you tonight on that one?
It's kind of like self-explanatory, you know. Don't want what somebody else got over there. If you don't know the struggle it took them to get there, you don't know how long it took them to get there, you don't know what it took to get there. So just enjoy what you got and don't worry about what somebody else's grass look like, because yours can wither away just as quick as theirs is growing. So don't want what someone else has. You keep doing you. So.
Right. Yeah, because I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of people got brown grass spray painting that shit green like a motherfucker. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Envy.
For real.
Jealousy is over there up in that mug. Hatred. You hate. You player hating. I'm just saying.
So, all right, y'all. Tune in tomorrow, Friday Night Live, where we just get you ready for the weekend. We got fashion tips. Sometimes we have places for y'all to go, all kinds of things. That's Friday Night Live right here on Monsters Radio Live. You can always listen to the archive show 24/7, 365, the only charge that we have is that you push play and share. Get in. All right, that's at monsterusradio.com. I'm DJ E Monster. That's Miss Unbelievable. And we out of here.
Wow.
Y'all have a good night.
Thank you for listening.
Hey.